You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm David, and today I have with me Marie-Claude Bibeau, Federal Minister, Compton-Stanstead riding. Thank you very much for dropping by and visiting us just before the holidays.
It's my pleasure, really.
Nice to see you. You've been very, very busy.
Yes, but it's part of the job, and I love it.
You do? How's it going?
Very busy, as you said, but very well. And the house just raised for 6 weeks, actually, so I will be much more in the riding for the coming month, and that's great to be closer to my people.
Well, yeah, I guess so. 6 weeks is kind of important to have that time to spend in your own riding.
Yes, of course, in my riding with my family as well, and we will take this. Actually, today, this morning, we had a consultation with many partners and organizations and municipalities in the riding to talk about the coming budget, the budget 2019, to see what are the priorities in Compton-Stanstead and to listen to these people to see what would be most appropriate to support our region.
Yes, yeah, well, there's a lot of talk about dairy farming
of
late and what exactly will be done to help the dairy farmers, and I'm sure that preoccupies you a lot.
It does a lot. I would say that above the except the Minister of Agriculture, of course, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who had to negotiate with Donald Trump and our American counterpart, I'm definitely the minister looking after the dairy farmers with a lot of attention, because I pretend that our riding is the dairy capital of Canada, and nobody told me that I was wrong, so I must be one of the riding most impacted by that. I think it was very hard to negotiate the trade deal with the Americans. You understand that, and I think we waited till the right moment to get as much as we could, but we definitely understand that it was hard for the dairy farmers, and we are committed to find the best mechanisms for them to be compensated for the loss. And this is why we have two working groups working right now. One really working on the short term, looking at what are these financial mechanisms that should be put in place quickly. And the other one is to look at the longer term, so to see what is our vision for the supply management in the industries, including dairy farmers, obviously. And I insisted for that they talk about intergenerational transfer, because this is really something working on La Relève. So those young farmers who wants to take over the farms, and could be their family are not related, but still it's definitely a challenge for us in the region. So having a look at the longer term, you know, vision for the industry is also very important.
That's something that has preoccupied you for a while. You mentioned that the last time I interviewed you many months ago now.
Yeah.
So it's something that that you're feeling very important and something that you really want to focus on.
Yes, we have more than 500 dairy farms in on Estrie. This is very significant for us. But we also have 2,000 jobs in the auto sector. Mm. So this is also very important for our economy in the region.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the months since I've last seen you, what are some of the accomplishments that you've managed to accomplish that you're wanting to share with our listeners?
Well, l'Observatoire du Mont Mégantic. So
that was wonderful. Yes.
This is, I was very proud of this one. We finally secured the financing for a total of 7 years, so five more years to come. And that was one of the priority I had identified in 2015. I keep working a lot with our four reserve units in Sherbrooke, with the two drill halls in Sherbrooke, so they definitely have needs in terms of infrastructure. So this is something that I follow closely with the Minister of Defense.
I didn't realize you were following that.
Yes. Oh, yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, wasn't one of them slated to be destroyed or sold or something because of renovations that are needed?
Yeah. The building, the Hussard, yes. Sherbrooke Hussard building, the previous government did not really invest in infrastructure in different uh-huh. sectors.
Yes.
And I really worry for the Sherbrooke Hussard building, mm-hmm. but I'm really in close collaboration with their representatives. And the thing is that we really need the right infrastructure for the four reserve units to do their work. And the Minister of Defense told me that I had to show him the figures, the numbers, that we are recruiting, that we are very active, that we deserve to have more than only the Belvedere, the Les Fusiliers building. And I think we did a good job, and we made this demonstration to the ministers and to the minister. And we are really in the process of knowing, you know, how they will consider Sherbrooke in terms of new investment for the infrastructure. Will we be able to save the Sherbrooke Hussard building as it is? I'm not sure, to be honest. Still working on the best solution, but I think the most important thing is for our four units to have the right infrastructure they need.
So from that, maybe I could gather that perhaps the building has outlived its usefulness and would be perhaps maybe replaced by something a little more functional?
This is a possibility. And so that's why I'm working closely with Les Colonel, honorary colonels, mm-hmm. To see really what their needs are. So not to be too emotional, but to be practical.
That's a good approach, I think, being a practical approach to filling the needs that they have at present rather than trying to conserve a building that perhaps filled needs that were in the past. Maybe.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll do our best because, yes, I think we've said, you understand what I mean, so I don't want to yes. be too emotional with the building itself, mm-hmm. but making sure that our people have the equipment and the infrastructure they need.
Yeah, that's perfectly understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are some of the other dossiers that have preoccupied you?
La sécurité ferroviaire, so the trains.
Yes.
Security railway safety. Safety. Yeah. Thank you. So obviously we confirmed the confirmation of the bypass in Lac Mégantic.
Yes.
Is one thing important, and Minister Garneau is still working on this issue on a wider, you know, perspective, trying to improve the regulations. So this is something that was also on the list of my priorities when we started. There's another project that I haven't maybe talked about a lot, because it was not on my first list, but it came after.
Mm-hmm.
It's regarding our lakes. In the Eastern Townships, we're very proud of our lakes. But the overuse of some of these lakes by motorboats and those, you know, making big waves.
Mm-hmm.
And just in terms of numbers, at certain period of the year, they are really a lot, many, many of them. And actually, the way it is, our lakes are regulated. It's very hard for our municipalities or our local administration to manage or to regulate the circulation on our lakes, because it goes to the La Loi sur la Marine Marchande.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really Transport Canada who's responsible for wow. that, and for municipality to get the permission to regulate on its lake. As they would do on the land and on their territory. It's very, very complicated. So we are in the process of facilitating this for the municipality, so they will be able to regulate more easily. It's still not easy. They would have a lot of consultation to make with all the types of users, but still, and not only considering only the security issues, but also considering the environmental impact.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah, so this is the idea, to I mean, security is obviously very important, but we really have to realize that too much or too fast can have a very negative impact on the life of our lakes. And some of them are our drinking water source.
Lake Memphremagog.
Yes. So we have to take it into consideration. So supporting our municipalities so they can be able to be responsible or to, you know, to have the tools to regulate in a responsible way is on the list of the thing I'm working on. And for the coming year, I would say that Le Siarc, you know, the school farm in Coaticook, Le Crifa, Le Siarc, it's a school farm. It's a farm that is, you know, used for teaching dairy production, but they have equipment that are very old, and they are in the process right now of developing a complete renovating and, you know, getting completely new equipment inside this center for in Coaticook. And this is really another project that I am very interested in, and we're working with them while they are developing this project to see how we can get some financing through different departments, maybe, so to be to take every opportunity for them to get financing from the federal.
Now, when we were talking about the lakes, are you involved with any of the invasive species that might be encroaching upon our local lakes?
This is also one consideration, yes, because the movement of the boats and the motor, the
yes.
engine,
yeah.
Definitely have an impact in the multiplication of these
invasive species.
Yes. I talk more English when I have to talk about international development. My English vocabulary comes faster than environment. But yes, obviously, this is something that we are looking into when we pay attention to how we should and what are the criteria on which we should base our, you know, decisions when we regulate on a lake.
Okay. Well, sounds like you are keeping very, very busy.
Yes, very exciting projects as well. And having a community so engaged in their respective area of action, it's just, it's great for me. And I have an amazing team in the riding here in our office in Lennoxville with Jacqueline Bello and the whole team. I'm very, very lucky to have these young professionals around me.
Yeah, and you're right across the street from us.
Absolutely.
Is there anything that we haven't touched upon that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I really appreciate their to keep this close relation. So please do not hesitate to stop me when, you know, we are in the same events, or because I try to move around. And sometimes I feel like people are shy to ask questions or to make comments. So please do not hesitate, because it's really, really important to me to stay in touch and to stay grounded to the reality of my people. So please do not hesitate to get in touch with us. And if you have any issues with the federal government, so most of the time it is with Revenue Canada, or for families, if you don't get the l'allocation canadienne aux enfants, so the child benefit.
Yes.
Stop by the office, we'll find why, because this is very important. And actually, this is something that I'm very proud of, because our government has decided to stop the previous way of distributing money to families and to turn it to do it in a complete different manner. So now it is inversement proportionnel au revenu. So the more you have in terms of revenue in your family, the less you have in terms of allocation for the kids, and it's the other way around. Obviously, if you have a low revenue in your family, you will get much more. So this is why it's important that people know about that. And if you don't get it, get in touch with us, we'll find why. And actually, sometimes people think that if they don't own a revenue, they don't have to fulfill their income tax declaration. And actually, please do it if you are in this situation, because it's the only way to get these allocations. Oh. So it's the way to register. It's automatic, but you have to fill your income tax
that makes sense.
Declaration. So sometimes people think they don't have to do it because they don't earn anything. And it's the other, I mean, yes, please do it, because maybe you are just not benefiting from some credits.
They might be missing things they're entitled to.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah, I've seen you at a lot of events around the townships, so I know you've been very, very busy. You're very approachable. So I do encourage any of our listeners that when they do see you and they have a problem they want to, or they don't even have to wait, they can contact your office.
Of course.
At any time, and that's great. That's really wonderful. I want to thank you very much for being here with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Or?
No, it's really my pleasure to be with you, and do not hesitate to call.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much. That's Marie-Claude Bibeau, federal minister, visiting us here in our offices at CJMQ 88.9 FM.